This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This is a story about Christians declaring 2020 as the year of the Bible. Even Christian leaders like Francis Chan, Ravi Zacharias, and Pope Francis are supporting the movement. Learn more after this break.
God's Word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge Him in everything we do, He will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, Go into all the world and preach the gospel, that is, the good news, to every creature. If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled through obedience to Jesus to share His simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com.
Will 2020 actually be the year of the Bible? Many Christians seem to think so, and even prominent Christian leaders like Francis Chan, Ravi Zacharias, and Pope Francis are contributing to the movement. The founder of the Year of the Bible movement is Nick Hall, who also founded Pulse and the Together movement. According to its website, in order to participate in the movement, you need to do three simple things. One, take a picture with your Bible and post with hashtag Year of the Bible. Two, engage with the Bible like never before using the movement's resources. And three, use the inspiration to create art and music that you can share with the hashtag Year of the Bible. The website says, Your year is not a pass-fail test. It's an intention to passionately engage with Scripture for a whole year. This is a community of Bible readers across the world that is diving into the same reading plans and resources, which means you can study the same books and fascinating themes together. Almost 2,500 people so far have used the hashtag Year of the Bible on Instagram. Hundreds of them show people brandishing their Bibles, whether newly purchased or ragged with age. Interestingly, 2020 isn't actually the first year to be dubbed the Year of the Bible. President Ronald Reagan declared 1983 to be the Year of the Bible on February 3, 1983 at the National Prayer Breakfast. Learn more about the Year of the Bible movement at yearofthebible.com. Tune in next time. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.